listening to CJLO News. During student protests in support of Palestine, Concordia University has been hiring a private security firm with guards trained in Israeli military tactics. Multiple campus groups see this as a conflict of interest and an irresponsible partnership given rising campus tensions. Concordia has been increasing security presence and hiring additional security since September of 2024, but one security group, Perceptage International, has come under scrutiny from students and staff at Concordia due to its founder, Adam Cohen, a former IDF soldier, and his hiring of agents trained with Israeli military tactics. According to Adam Cohen's biography on the Perceptage webpage, he spent 3 years in the Israeli Defense Force, or IDF. Also on their webpage, Perceptage had listed a total of 9 employees, all anonymously. All 9 of their employees had gone through a, quote, Israeli close protection course. That employee section of the website was deleted in late November. Concordia had hired Perceptage for additional security a total of 23 days between September 30th and November 10th, 2024. Most of the days they were hired correspond with student protests for the Palestinian cause. 4 agents were hired per day from September 30th to October 11th, which surrounds events leading up to and after the October 7th protest, and 8 agents were hired per day during the student strikes in November. Concordia paid the group $32,882 for these contracts, according to invoices obtained by CJLO. The group, Academics for Palestine, is a coalition of professors and academic staff at Concordia. They've scrutinized Concordia's decision to repeatedly partner with this group. Here is their member, Dr. Alessandra Renzi.
The people who are doing this work and are people who are receiving or receive, many of them receive training in Israel, or by former, Israeli soldiers. And the tactics and strategies that, are used in Israel, they're terrible and illegitimate and violent already in the country. But this is a very different situation. And so the last thing that we need is escalating, problems and violence on campus instead of de-escalating.
Student groups have also criticized the hiring of Perceptage. CSU counselor and outspoken Palestinian student activist Ali Salman believes the hiring of guards with Israeli close protection training is irresponsible and contributes to tensions on campus.
How a Palestinian or a Lebanese would feel right now, because Lebanon's also getting bombed by the IDF, how would they feel if an IDF soldier is walking around campus? Like right now, knowing that an IDF soldier is walking around campus for me is insane. Like, it's quite like, okay, damn. Like, my university really let me down that much.
Perceptage would not respond for comment. Concordia University said in a statement that they hired Perceptage for large demonstrations to prevent damage and disruption on campus, adding that it is usual for security groups to employ former armed forces members. They would not respond directly to the concerns raised by Academics for Palestine or Salman. For CJLO News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.
Hello, Ken Makum, Voice of the Voiceless, live on CJLO 1690 AM. I'm May, and I'm with my co-hosts.
I'm Maryam. Hello, everyone.
I'm Judy. We are here with the Voice of the Voiceless.
Guys, this is our first live session. We're quite nervous, but it's good. So we're going to start off by explaining what Intervisuals is, and I would like to give it to my co-host to begin with.
So I'm Maryam. Welcome to the Voice of the Voiceless on CJLO 1690 AM. Today, we will be presenting our first episode of The Voice of the Voiceless. So our goal for this radio host will be, a radio show will be to present the Middle Eastern culture to Concordia and to all the students here. We're aiming to play some Middle Eastern music, to host interviews with Arab students and Middle Eastern students. So that's the main goal of the show, and I hope you all will listen every Thursday from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m.
And now we're going to play Kul Al Asayid by Marwan Al-Khoury.
على قلب هواه محكم فاض الجوى منه فظلما يكتم ويحيي أنا بحت لها بسره أشكو لها قلبا بنارها مغرم ولمحت من عينيها ناري وحرقتي قالت على قلبي هواها محرم كانت حياتي فلما بانت بنأيها صار الردى آه علي هودي القصايد مش حكي يا روحي هو بك القصايد هو لك كل القصايد من حلا عينيك من دفا ايديك كتبت نويلت هودي القصايد مش حكي يا روحي هو بك القصايد هو لك مش حكي يا روحي هو بكل
يا هوا روح وقله قله كتير اشتقت له لو بده عمري كله بعطيه يا هوا روح وقله قله كتير اشتقت له لو بده عمري كله بعطيه ولما يا حب ترده رح كمل عمري حده نار تطفيه له برده ودفيه رده يا هوا لعندي قصر لي المسافات حامل بايدي وردي اهاتو ذكريات قلبي معلق بقلبه حبيبي يلي بحبه قلبي معلق بقلبه وعم بحلم غنيله ما بيسمعني حتى يحن ويقشعني ومن يوم اللي ودعني بالنادي نيمت الصورة حدي غفيت عالم خدي غمضت عيوني وبدي غفيه ردوا يا هوا لعندي قصر لي المسافات حامل بإيدي وردي اهاتو قلبي معلق بقلبه حبيبي قلبي بحبه قلبي معلق بقلبه وعم بحلم فيه يا هوا روح وقله قله كتير اشتقت له لو بده عمري كله بعطيه لما يا حب ترده رح كمل عمري حده نار تطفيه له برده دفيه رده يا هوا لعندي قصر لي المسافات حامل بايدي وردي اهاتو ذكريات اهاتو ذكريات حبيبي يلي بحبه قلبي معلق بقلبه حبيبي يلي بحبه قلبي معلق بقلبه وعم بحلم
Lay Production Nuit Afrique, in collaboration with TD Bank Group, presents five exclusive concert events from February 2nd to the 28th, highlighting roots and rhythms celebrating Black History Month. Don't miss the tribute to Temuanni Djabate and the closing concert of Samba Touré, the legendary guitarist of Ali Farka Touré. Reserve your tickets now and discover the complete program at festivalnuitafrique.com.
Never. Tune in to Fukubukuro on Saturdays at 8 p.m. for your weekly grab bag of music from Japan, East Asia, and everywhere else. Only on CJLO 1690 AM.
You were just listening to Wael Kfouri.
For generations, we've farmed the finest artisanal homegrown campus radio in the greater Montreal area, celebrating 150 years of CJLO 1690 AM. It's a family tradition.
You were just listening to Amri Kullo by Wael Kfouri. And now we're going to go on by talking about ourselves and explaining who each one of us is, where they're from. I'm from Syria. I'm studying communication studies here at Concordia. I'm in my third year, and I came to Montreal 6 years ago, and I love it here. The ARP community here is amazing, and I have my colleagues here, Maryam and May, who are also amazing, and they're going to talk about themselves right now.
Hi, welcome back to The Voice of the Voiceless. My name is Maryam. I'm currently doing a Bachelor in Computation Arts here at Concordia, and I'm half Algerian, half Palestinian, but I've lived my whole life outside of these two countries. And yeah, I'm excited to showcase the Middle Eastern culture to you all, and hopefully you'll learn more about our music, about our food, about our culture in general, and learn something new every single day. May, tell us about yourself.
Hiya, Halloween. I'm May. I'm a creative writing major at Concordia. I'm in my second year. So here's the thing. I've been in Canada for like 5 years now, and I've made the most amazing connections this year, to be exact. The Arab community in Canada is one of the most diverse, yet incredible, yet talented people here. And to be honest, I'm so excited to show you guys what we have and the kind of underground music that we have, which is insane. I've discovered that back in 2020, and I've been obsessed ever since. I introduced the music to Judy and Maryam when I first met them. And
you have the best music, May.
Really? Yes, Thank you. And honestly, it's like you just need to dig a little bit on Spotify, and pretty much you find a lot of hidden gems. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoy listening to us.
Speaking of, right now we're going to go on with not low-key music, still known, and it's Ahra Haga Fiki by Muhammad Hamai.
It's just 2000s, guys.
Yeah, for today. Enjoy.
Enjoy.
ولا في الغير بعشق روحك والكلمات بعشق احساسك بالذات كيف بتمشي وكيف بتحكي
قلبي بيشتاق لك بجنون ما بعرف مع غيرك كون ولا بقدر مع غيرك احكي
بعشق روحك والكلمات بعشق احساسك بالذات كيف بتمشي وكيف بتحكي لقينا احساسي من جوا تغير
حبيتك ما بقدر اقلك لو بعرف بوصف لك اكتر انت مش بس بتعجبني نظرة منك بتذوبني بعيش حبك وبموت
انا لحظة عنك تبعدني ولا ممكن اقدر اتصور
انت بعدك بيعذبني ما في منك اتحرك
دخيلك بغيابك عني لا بعرف لحن ولا غني بموت من الهم بموت بعشق روحك والكلمات بعشق احساسك بالذات كيف بتمشي وكيف بتحكي
قلبي بيشتاق لك بجنون ما بعرف مع غيرك كون
ولا بقدر مع غيرك احكي على مطرح ما بدك تمشي ما بتعب مره او بسال
من كتر الحب اللي بقلبي ما بعرف كيف بيتحمل
قلبي ما بيمض على كيفي ما بعرف اعبر من خوفي تضيع مني لحروف انا حبك خلاني اغني اصبر عالدنيا واتحمل
ما كانت حلوه هالدنيا ولا مره احلامي تكمل
لما حبيتك يا عمري ما عادت عيني بامري وغير سحرك مكشوف
لحظة يا حلوين. You were just listening to بعشق روحك by مروان خوري. I hope you liked these songs we were giving you guys to listen. Now I'll give Mimi the mic so she can speak about a very special topic.
Yeah, so guys, today's topic is about love. I know we're a bit late for Valentine's Day, but we decided, us three, to talk about this special, special topic that is very emotional and very important for all of us. It's called love. So, Judy, what does love mean to you?
Love has many meanings for me. For me, it's mostly about, like, caring about the person in front of you and just showing them, like, doing the things that they like to do. And that's how you can show love for them. It could be to friends, family, even a love person, like someone you love as well. But it's mostly about giving or like doing things together that they like to do and spending time together.
I totally agree. So for love for you, it's more about actions rather than words.
Also words. No, also no, words. Not only
okay.
actions.
Okay.
I love emotional words.
I
love words.
Me too.
But it has to be also actions and nothing big. It could be something small, as small as like a letter. That could be it.
What about you, May?
For me, I'm a big lover girl, so I feel like love is very, very underestimated like at this point, but it has so much meaning. It has so much potential. It's like something that you can't describe. Like, love is very powerful, and it's there, and it's for everyone, and everyone deserves to be loved, right? It's, as Judy said, it's for family, friends, a partner, most importantly as well your own. So when you love yourself, you're gonna love everything that's around you. And I feel like love comes from within. So basically, when you start putting love into yourself, you're gonna see it. And actions, words, by words, Judy was like meaning dala, by the way, in Arabic. So,
Ahamshi dala.
So, it's not just like, oh my God, like, get me a Birkin or whatever. No. I feel like love is something that we should never give up on. It's something we should always hold on to, even like when we don't, even like when there's sometimes where we don't. Don't even get me started.
I totally agree with you, May. You mentioned that love is something that you can't describe.
Exactly.
It's a very, very strong feeling that I don't think anyone could describe once they feel that certain feeling. So for me, love is undescribable. It's something that you feel that you cannot find words to. So if you love someone, you cannot describe how much you love this person, because love isn't something that you can put in words. That's what I mean. That's what I mean by love. One of the strongest feelings out there, next to like fear, things like that. So it's those feelings that you can describe. Love is a positive emotion, unlike fear, but fear also is something that you can describe. So love is part of a like a range of emotions that you cannot put in words. So
I agree with this 100%.
I would like say there's a huge link between fear and love, but sometimes you come across this love where you fear nothing. And it's the most secure love you'll ever go through. So I feel like when there is fear when in loving someone, that means you're not sure about them. That's how I see it. But maybe there's some sort of the kind of fear that's related to protection.
Right.
Like, I want to protect this person because I love them so much. I want to protect my mom because I want to keep her forever. Like, that kind of fear.
Yeah, so you're scared about, like,
losing them.
It's exactly. More about loss, but sometimes when you love someone as well, I've heard that from a friend, you have to let go as well.
Mm-hmm.
When you love someone, you have to let them go.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you see, like, sometimes when you love someone and you put so much love into them and you let go, you see that the love you put was something precious.
Yes, amazing, May. We can talk about this for a long, long time. But now we're going to switch to some music. Judy, what are we going to play?
We're going to play Shu Halu by Ziad Burji.
So, enjoy, guys.
So dance to it, please. It's so beautiful.
Yes.
Oh, شوفوا ما أجمله بس أنا عبالي دلله وحياتي ما حدا بقى يزعله شو حلو حبيبي شو حلو هالقمر شوفوا ما أجمله بس أنا عبالي دلله وحياتي ما حدا بقى يزعله واسمحوا إذا بتسمحوا واستحوا ما بقى تجرحوا لو زعل أنا بصالحه حبيبي بالقلب صاير مطرحه واسمحوا إذا بتسمحوا واستحوا ما بقى تجرحوا لو زعل أنا بصالحه حبيبي بالقلب صاير مطرحه
I'm not afraid to die. أنا بعيد وسبنا كل الناس أنا يا حبيبي حاسس بحب جديد مليني ده الإحساس وأنا هنا جنبي أغلى الناس أنا جنبي أحلى الناس ومال لو ليلتنا بعيد وسبنا كل الناس أنا يا حبيبي حاسس بحب أصدق اللي أنا فيه يا ما كان نفسي أقابلك بقالي زمان خلاص وهحلم ليه أنا هنا جنبي أغلى الناس أنا جنبي أحلى الناس حبيبي المس إيدي عشان أصدق اللي أنا فيه يا ما كان نفسي أقابلك بقالي زمان خلاص وهحلم ليه
هلا كنت عم تسمعوا عمرو دياب وماله نحن عم نسمع الغنية مي صارت عم تقول انه هي بدها تحطها بعرسها she wants to put it in her wedding apparently
guys
so.
This is my wedding song please the thoughts that I was having in my head while listening to this I was like singing my lungs out so and we were also listening to another like songs like they were like a bit like lively and vivid and everything because Nancy Ajram is like one of the most dalua artists in the Middle East basically and yes so we went from happy Nancy to very romantic Amr Diab and I hope you guys like that
yes we hope so too
what did you think of the song Mimi
I love it. It went, the last one was very slow, which I love. But I saw you dancing and enjoying your time with your self-care sweater. So I was like, go off, May. Go
Guys,
off.
Self-care, eat, sleep, repeat. But I can't have any of that because I have a midterm tomorrow. So
about
self-love.
About self-care, Judy, you said you wanted to talk about self-love.
Yes. I think self-love is one of the most important things in anything, more than anything, more than any love in this world. Because as May was talking before, like when you love yourself, you automatically love life and you automatically love people around you and you send this love to people, which I think is amazing. Because like if you be your own person and you love your own person, then of course you're going to love the people around you and you're going to enjoy your time better doing that. And I think it's something that not a lot of people are capable of because it's very hard to go on and love yourself like ultimately but it needs a lot of work.
Yeah, I do think self-love is a journey. Like, mm-hmm. it doesn't happen, like, in 2 or 3 days. It happens, like, in months and weeks. And you don't really notice that you start to, like, love yourself. It slowly happens, like, unconsciously, I think, with the people that you are surrounded with the media that you see, that you listen to, the information that you receive. And ultimately, I feel like self-love happens naturally when you're with the right people and when you're receiving the right information. So yeah, self-love is super important, and hopefully all you have some self-love in you, and hopefully you guys also are part of that journey of self-love, which is something that's very personal and very deep.
I do agree. I feel like there's a lot of love in this world, and honestly, like, the moment you start pouring that love into yourself instead of others, it's gonna basically, like, transform everything, like, about you, basically. And you know, like, when it comes to love, there's 5 love languages. Are you guys familiar with those?
No.
Like the acts of service, words of affirmation, quality time, gift giving in a way, and there's one more which it's on the top of my head. Oh, physical affection. This is usually like with partners, family, whatever, but I've seen a girl on TikTok implement all the 5 languages on it. 5 languages of love on herself, and I was like, I'm influenced, I want to do that. And it starts like, you look at yourself in the mirror and you're like, oh my god, I'm the prettiest girl on earth. Not necessarily, but like, I'm the prettiest girl, or
yeah,
something like that.
It helps a lot. Yeah.
It is. And guys, have you ever tried like hugging yourself?
No.
I'm not that.
So. Guys.
I think I should, actually. I think it'll improve my self-love journey.
Apparently, hugging yourself while sleeping is...
I hug a pillow. Does that count?
Well,
hugging
you can
a pillow?
Imagine it as yourself.
Is it مجففة عاطفيا? Okay. But...
No, it's so comfortable, hugging a pillow.
Hugging a pillow. I mean, yeah, I'm like, I hug myself when I sleep. Does that count?
I guess. I think so.
It's good. You should try
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm going to try it next time. We're going to go on an ad break. We'll come back.
Production Nuit d'Afrique invites you to discover new talent with its World Music Showcase, the 18th edition of Cité d'Or dans la musique du monde. Come discover 36 acts every Tuesday and Wednesday at Club Balatou until April 9th. Take part in the free showcase concerts and vote for your favorite artist. More info on Cité d'Or.com, Facebook, and Instagram.
Listen to Madan Talk on CJLO 1690 AM, Saturdays 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., hosted by Kamala Madan Talk Wright, an introduction to revolutionary reggae consciousness and the Caribbean indigenous community. Maroons, Caramanti, Kumina, Caribs, Taino, and Rastafarian culture, issues affecting the BIPOC community.
I said no.
Are you not entertained?
You know what? Maybe I would be Maximus if you played some CJLO 1690 AM. Yeesh, so dramatic.
I'm
Welcome back to CJLO 1690 AM.
كنت عم تسمعوا معجبة بناسي عجرم وهلأ we're gonna have our ending remarks for today. We're gonna end our show, The Voice of the Voiceless.
So hope you guys liked our show. This is our first episode. So please show some love, show some support by tuning next week, same time, same day, Thursday, every Thursday from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. This is The Voice of the Voiceless. I'm Miriam.
I'm May.
And I'm Judy.
And now we're going to end with some songs.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
بعدك حلوة وصرت أحلى شو هالصدفة ما في أحلى وقلبي شوفك يا مستحلى قولي لي كيفك
أنت بعدك أنت وما بتتغير محير لي قلبي ومحير
ماشي نتذكر عدروب ومرجحنا الغرام ليش بعدنا وكيف قدرنا ننسى كل أحلام يا ليل البعد ونطرنا عن فارق هالأيام ماشي نتذكر عدروب ومرجحنا الغرام ليش بعدنا وكيف قدرنا ننسى كل أحلام يا ليل البعد ونطرنا عن فارق هالأيام
يا رب تدوم سوا ويبقى عطو جمعنا الهوى يا رب تدوم يا رب تدوم
يا رب